Yeah, dude.
Rock 107 WIRX and WIRX.com. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up?
What's up? What's up?
You been on social media, man? Have you been scrolling these past few weeks?
Hold on, before I forget. Stop. What it is, yo? What's up? I had to do that quick. Anyway, I don't get on social media a lot because I don't have Facebook on my phone. I made a rule to get rid of all social media off my phone, so it's only usually when I'm here at work.
You don't have.
No, it's just not worth it, man. It's not. And honestly, when I come into work and I log in and I check it all out, it's just it's garbage. It's stuff from, you know, Chris and Brian and just a bunch of other cuckoo birds out there. It's not doing me any good being on social media. It's not.
You know what I've been seeing a lot? Like those Facebook like challenges or whatever. How many triangles can you see in this picture? And it's always some trick question, you know. Or have you seen the one where it's like two pancakes plus two eggs equals ? And then you got like three of them, and it's always.
Yeah, I don't want to go on social media to do math. That's stupid.
I know.
I want to
sick of it, man.
See beach pics from hot broads.
Weirdo. Rock over here. Some summer albums.
Summer albums, bro. And this year we're not going to get any good summer albums. Probably it's BS, man.
No beach, no summer.
Thanks a lot, coronavirus. There goes my summer albums. Great. All those hot mom bombs that usually are on the Facebook. And you can tell I'm not on it a lot because I call it the Facebook.
The Facebook.
Yeah, it's not going to be on the Facebook. Great.
The last time he was on it was like 2008.
The Facebook is great.
I just changed from the MySpace to the Facebook.
I was on the Twitter for a while, but I wasn't getting the twatting down all that well, so... The twittering.
Twittering.
I don't know. Yeah. Anyway. So no, I have not been on a lot. I've tried to avoid it. I still have Messenger on my phone because you can still use that. But the only good thing about Facebook now is the marketplace. That's really it.
My dad got it like a month or two ago.
Yeah.
He doesn't even have a profile pickup. It's just that blank face or whatever. I think he logged in like twice and was like, this is garbage. I'm going back to the shop.
If you're not into it now, you're not going to get into it, I don't think. So I don't know. Yeah. I know none of the kids are using it. All the kids are using their fancy TikToks and whatever else is out there. TikTok and isn't there some other Grindr and Tinder and whatnot?
Grindr. Yeah. Yeah. It's just... I wonder if right now
we should get a Tinder profile just to reach out for friends. You know, you can be like those people on Tinder. Like, I'm only here to make friends. I'm only here on this dating website to make friends. I have a boyfriend or girlfriend.
A Plan B morning show Tinder.
Yeah. We'll just do it for hooking up with people. just making friends. Just making friends. We'll have to ask Kiki. And we'll put a picture of Kiki on there to just we'll catfish a bunch of guys.
You know, we should do that. We should get Kiki nice. We should get Kiki a Tinder profile and then like update it. Like, because what is it? You get likes or something, or you get matches, or how does it work?
You got to swipe. You got to swipe left or right.
We'll update everybody every morning. How many swipes did you get, or how many matches did you get this morning, Kiki?
Yeah, we should do a contest. Who gets more swipes? But that's not fair though, because
fair.
No, because I would just swipe. What, you got to swipe right on everything? Swipe right or left?
Because she's obviously going to win, and then we just get marked up as creepy.
Yes, exactly.
Not a good situation.
We'll have to figure it out. I don't know. I think Kiki's going to get mad at us. But I tell you what, you and I would do better on Grindr, though. That's for sure. That's for sure. Maybe we can compare it that way. She can be on Tinder. We'll be on Grindr. And, dude, we're going to crush it. No one's saying no to us, especially if we do with the Dream Team combo. You know, come on now. We be getting swipes day and night, son. Day and night. Should we move on?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, it's time for your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden Center.
Your best buds in the biz.
Now offering curbside service. Go see them. They're going to make sure you're taken care of. Give them a call about their hours and their services. Seriously, Katie and the whole staff, ready to take care of you. Anyway, you're WTF for today.
What's up, Katie?
So it's right. I haven't done. Sup, Katie? Sup. Okay.
It's just, what do you got?
Criminals. Dumb criminals. Why choose a life of crime when you're that stupid? A man and a woman were arguing in a U-Haul parking lot in Eugene, Oregon on Saturday night. And the guy pulled out a firework, lit it, and threw it at the woman. Well, she ducked and got out of the way, and the guy left the lot. Okay, this is the scenario that has played out. But here's what he didn't know. There was another guy hiding in a U-Haul in the lot at the time. And he was underneath one of the other U-Haul trucks stealing gas. Okay, so you got two people arguing in a U-Haul parking lot. Guy throws a firework. Okay, there's another guy underneath the U-Haul down the way stealing gas from the U-Haul truck. Sparks from the firework flew near the gas, and four U-Haul trucks burst into flames. The gas thief and the woman both ran away, and the gas thief's pants and sleeve were on fire. The cops dug through security footage and figured out what happened, and eventually they realized that the fire was the result of two totally unrelated crimes happening at the same time.
Hey, this was in Eugene, what, Illinois?
Oregon.
Yeah. So, hey, Brock, remind me never to hang out in a U-Haul parking lot in Eugene, Oregon.
I feel like I shouldn't have to say that specific sentence, but, you know. Yeah. The guy who threw the firework was arrested for reckless endangerment and criminal mischief, and the cops haven't caught the gas thief yet, but he's also facing charges. Just look for the guy who goes to the hospital with burns and a pants and sleeve that were burnt to a crisp. That's all you got to do.
You know, I don't feel like this is much different from our last 4th of July. It's just we weren't in a U-Haul parking lot.
That's true. That's fair. I don't know if there's booze involved in this one, though.
Didn't Matt Malone get smoked by a firework?
Yeah, but you know what? He's fine. I'm tired of everyone getting all up in arms about it. He's fine. I was laughing my ass off, all right? It was hilarious, okay?
He got hit in the junk by a firework.
Yeah, he got hit in the junk by the firework. But, hey, lesson learned. Don't stand so close to the fireworks.
It wasn't his fault.
You know, it was Ben's fault. It was our buddy's Ben's fault. Look, I love fireworks. 4th of July is my favorite holiday.
Yes.
America, bitches. But the thing is because I'm a little bit of a pyro and I like lighting stuff on fire. Mm-hmm. So I use that holiday as a cathartic thing. It helps me keep from burning other things down. So I made an entire platform. I screwed down my tubes. Yes, I'm safe
that's
about
key.
It. Yeah.
Key right there. Brock had like six tubes and he screwed them all down on a 2x4 or whatever, 2x8.
I made it safe. I made a stand. But our buddy Ben
had this one single tube that he put on. He didn't even know where he put it. He just put it
just
in the midst of all the screwed down.
Somewhere random. Yeah. 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 And then my fireworks went off, which knocked over his tube, which was not secured to the platform. It fell over. I yelled, "Look out!"
Fired
and then the fireworks shot off near a group of people who were watching the fantastic show I was putting on. And Matt just happened to be the one that got hit.
In the nuts.
Yeah. It was.
What are the odds?
It was funny. God, it was funny.
I don't think he was laughing at the time.
I'm going to start to laugh just thinking about it.
We got a video of it too, didn't we? Aren't you laughing in the background? Everybody's oh my God.
I'm howling. Look.
What an ass.
Look, I made sure I didn't hear any like major. There wasn't any blood curdling screams. All right. Growing up, that's what you look for.
You nearly killed the morning show host on the country station next door.
I'm still working on it. Don't you worry. Hey, Matt, you want to come to another 4th of July party? No, Brock.
No,
I do not. I'll get him eventually. I'll get you, Matt Malone. Just you wait.
What are you, skeleton?
I'll get you, country man. All right. That's your WTF. So stupid.